The Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation was established with the mandate to increase overall productivity and investments across Jamaica in order to foster sustained development. The ministry brings some 60 portfolio areas spanning environment, economics, investment, climate change, land management, and housing, all under one ambit in order to achieve this objective. Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently brought representatives of all the departments and agencies falling under the ministry into a two-day strategic planning retreat to brainstorm and chart the path forward. We bring you highlights of his presentation at the retreat on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Singapore produces a GDP of $251 billion. They are expected to grow by about 2 to 2.5%, and that's sluggish growth. They employ in their public sector 141,000 people. They have 16 ministries and 50 statutory bodies. Singapore doesn't have oil, doesn't have bauxite, doesn't have tourism, doesn't have water. It's the size of St. James. Compare Jamaica now, $14.75 billion. We employ about 130,000 thereabouts in the public sector. And we have how many statutory bodies? 195, I believe it is. I don't know about you, but I feel very uncomfortable. Because the truth is that Singapore started off at the same place.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Mr. Holness says the overall mandate of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation is to implement systems which will see Jamaica maximize its growth potential, much in the same way that Singapore has. This process must begin with the elimination of unnecessary bureaucratic procedures impeding the flow of government operations. He says government must provide an enabling framework for the private sector to grow and thrive, and bureaucratic red tape prevents this from occurring effectively.
When it is the process and not the outcome that matters, that is when you have a problem. If you are here for the process, leave. If you are here to get the outcome, let's work together. Good management practice incorporates a good process in the outcome.
As part of efforts to ensure that unnecessary bureaucratic procedures are eliminated, Prime Minister Holness has issued a directive for all departments and agencies falling under the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation to re-evaluate their business processes to boost efficiency.
I'm going to give the Permanent Secretary a directive to look at every single business process and re-engineer it for efficiency. That directive is going to flow down to you, the leaders, that you are going to have to look at every single business process that you undertake. How can we bring in technology? How can we flatten hierarchies to make them more efficient?
The next step in achieving growth will see increased support being channeled to the private sector.
My job is to make more Jamaicans rich. I want to see more Jamaicans make more profit in their business. I want to see more Michael Leachins and more Butch Stewart. Jamaica can create our own Bill Gates, and we must support that.
Special effort will be made to ensure that MSMEs have finance, security, water, a good labor force, as well as tools to support product development and penetrate new markets. By strengthening its business processes, the government will be more closely aligned to the private sector in terms of efficiency and overall effectiveness.
It's a partnership between the government and the private sector. So we're going to have to look at what we are doing as government that we don't really need to do, that we can operate under the private sector rules, because that is how we preserve and create more jobs.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.